and follows a party political broadcast on behalf of God.
Good morning. God speaking. This week, you will be challenged to vote in the British general election, on Thursday in fact. This I would encourage you all to do as your privilege and responsibility as good citizens, plus the fact that it will be your own fault when the wrong lot get in. You have to be in it to moan about it later. However, as God, I am broadcasting to you this morning about a far more important election, the election of life. This is not just about politics and not just about the next 5 years. Politicians sometimes promise the earth, but in truth, there's only so much that mere mortals can do. I can promise heaven as well as earth, life now and life hereafter. So vote for me as your God. Why, I hear you ask? What has God ever done for me? He's like those politicians. He lives far away, remote, out of touch, in a world of his own. What does he know or care about me? Then he pops up wanting my vote, promising pie in the sky when I die. Well, let me say this about that. As God, I would never ask you to do something for me which I have not already done for you. I am asking you today to put a cross in the box for me and vote for me with the rest of your life. 2,000 years ago, I put myself on a cross and gave my life for you. I committed myself to you and voted for you with my whole heart. I loved you into existence. I watch over you in love. I give you your daily bread plus a few luxuries. I forgive you when you break my heart as well as my rules. I guide and lead you, encourage and inspire you, comfort and challenge you. Basically, I am wedded to you for better or worse. So will you marry me? Will you vote for me with the rest of your life? Will you put a cross in your box for me? Have a nice life.